You're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR and WNYC. We're here at the Pabst Theater in Milwaukee. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and with me is our one-man house band, Jonathan Coulton.
Hello.
And let's say hello to our next two contestants, Sean Horkheimer and Brad Williams. So we have two guys here who kind of both have superpowers, I would say. Now, Sean, your superpower, I'm told, one of many, is that you can quote full Simpson episodes.
Oh, absolutely. I'm the biggest fan of The Simpsons in the Midwest.
Okay. Can we have a sample? Can you give us a little short one?
I don't know if you all remember this episode. It involves Krusty. Hey, hey, I'm Krusty the Clown. That's
it. It was like I was in episode 203. It was crazy.
Doe.
That was amazing.
That was Homer.
Now, Brad has had his memory studied by colleges. I'm saying this right, hyperthymesia.
The initials to that are HSAM or HSAM.
Tell us what this is.
This is the longer version of HSAM is highly superior autobiographical memory.
Okay, now you're just bragging. Seriously.
The ability to recall perhaps more details about a certain date or more dates of the year than the average person might.
Okay, so if I gave you a date, could you tell me something that happened on that date?
Possibly.
Like just any date, I feel like?
Well, yeah, that's people come up to me all the time. It's like, what happened
okay.
on that?
Yeah, so. Right, like a party trick. Okay, here
that's
we go.
Right.
How about
that's what I do.
January 23rd, 2012?
Well, let's see.
Maybe there was a Simpsons episode that
there might have been a Simpsons episode. I'm thinking, well, no, actually, it would have been a Monday, so it would have been a rerun of a Simpsons episode.
Okay, oh. You know what? That's very good. I
yes,
applaud you
I
for
do,
that. And it
I
was
do get
a Monday.
The day of the week.
Okay, this game is called Shark Jumping, and it's about the classic sitcom Happy Days, which was set, yes, in 1950s Milwaukee, introducing this nation to many things like the Fonz. Laverne and Shirley, and the phrase jumping the shark because of the famous episode in which Fonz actually water skis over a shark. And back in the late 80s, that phrase came to mean the point where a television show starts to go downhill.
Yeah, yes.
So in this game, we're going to describe various ways certain other television shows have jumped the shark. And you have to tell us which shows we're talking about. For an example, let's go to our puzzle guru, Archung.
So if we asked, what sitcom ruined its perfect ratio of three boys to three lovely girls when it introduced the devilish cousin, Oliver? You'd say The Brady Bunch.
Okay, so let's just say that not everyone agrees on when these shows jumped the shark, if they did at all even, but these are the commonly cited moments. Okay, let's play. Ratings for this WB college drama dropped like Kerry Russell's golden tresses. Sean.
Felicity?
Yes. Black smoke can mean one of two things. Either the papal conclave hasn't elected the next pope yet, or if you're Mr. Echo, you're about to be killed by a weird smoke monster in this mysterious island drama. John.
Lost.
Lost is correct. Were you a fan?
I was. Until the last episode.
And then?
And then I was not a fan anymore.
You rethought everything that you just went through.
I wanted my life back. My entire life.
This animated family sitcom jumped the shark in its final season when it introduced the Great Gazoo, a tiny green alien who was kicked off of his planet for creating a doomsday weapon of mass destruction. Hilarious. Sean.
The Flintstones.
Yes. Patrick Dempsey was fine and enchanted, but Dr. McDreamy made a smart move by not singing in the musical episode of what medical drama? Brad.
That would be Grey's Anatomy.
That would be correct. Winning the lottery would be awesome if you were a blue-collar family struggling to get by, but less so if you were a sitcom about a blue-collar family struggling to get by. I guess nobody wanted to see The Real Housewives of Lanford, Illinois. Sean.
Roseanne.
Roseanne, exactly. How do you top water skiing over a shark? If you're Mary Louise Parker, you burn down your home and ride off into the sunset on a Segway. Talk about a dope getaway. Sean.
Weeds.
Weeds, yes. They used a Segway as a segue between seasons 3 and 4.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah, oh, hey. I like that, Sean. Thanks. This is your last question. Just like Cousin Oliver, the arrival of Denise's scene-chewing stepdaughter, Olivia, signaled the beginning of the end for this family sitcom, but she's too cute to resist. That's so Raven. Sean.
The Cosby Show.
The Cosby Show is correct. Puzzleger Archung, how did our contestants do?
Sean has clearly watched too much TV because he is our winner.
Congratulations, Sean. You'll be moving on to our final round at the end of the show.